For decades, a cross has stood high atop Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville. The landmark is turning 75 years old, and to celebrate, the Mount Sequoia Retreat and Conference Center is hosting an open house and sunset concert on Sunday. John Altland, Executive Director of the Retreat Center, says Mount Sequoia, an institution of the Methodist Church, was established as an assembly in 1923. The iconic cross, which Altland says originally cost $400 to $600, was erected more than a decade later in 1936.
Originally it was wooden, and then after that it was made of, I believe, plastic. Now it's more of a hard plexiglass. So it's evolved over the years, and one of the things that was a challenge to us when we first came here was keeping it lit, because the lights were very unreliable. But we partnered with a local sign company, and they were very helpful. And to my knowledge, we've not had a problem since then.
Altland has been overseeing the center, along with his wife, for about 7 years. He says several people visit the cross for a number of different reasons.
For me, the cross means faith. It means hope. It certainly means history because of its age. And to me, it means fond memories because of the stories that I hear from people. Not only family members, but others who come up here to reflect and to just have some time by themselves. We hear lots of stories.
Well, what's been the most memorable story that you've heard?
I guess it was hearing people say that they were engaged at the cross, so it's very special to them. And when they come back for their 50th wedding anniversary or their 60th wedding anniversary, they always seem to come to the cross and relive that time when they made a commitment to each other.
As executive director of the Retreat Center, Altland gets to hear a variety of tales from visitors about their memories of experiences with the cross.
Lots of people will tell us stories about when they were here at the University of Arkansas attending school, and they used to come up here to look at the view into Oklahoma. On a clear day, you can actually see into Oklahoma. On a clear day, you can actually see Siloam Springs. It's very high. And a lot of people come up to make hard decisions that they're, you know, in their life, they're going through some tough times. Some people have ever actually married up here, and some have been engaged up here at the cross.
One of the reasons so many people are familiar with the cross is because it is so visible.
The cross can be seen from just about anywhere in Fayetteville. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a gentleman recently who was going to golf at one of the local golf clubs. And I said, you know, you can see the Mount Sequoia from almost every tee box. And I think it's that way from the western side. You can see the cross from the square, from Center Street. You can see it from Dixon Street. Certainly, you could probably see it from Old Main and the county courthouse. I know you can see it from the new courthouse. So you can see the cross from many different locations in Fayetteville.
Sunday celebration begins with an open house at 4 p.m., and admission is free. There will be a soup supper around 5:30 for the first 200 guests, and donations are welcome. The sunset concert will begin around 5:45 with a performance by pianist Jonathan Story. The local musician recently stopped by the studio to tell us a little more about how he became involved with the event.